10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, good morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to a special edition. You got it. Let's go ahead and give myself a cheer and hand clapping. And how about some morning crow? Wouldn't be right without some morning crow. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA. And I've got a great show lined up today. Really, what we're going to be doing is mostly just talking about different things that are kind of random. As we get closer, today being December the 23rd, 2020, and we are exactly 2 days away from Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, here in a little bit, I've got the deacon who is in the studio with me here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas, this morning. They're coffeeed up. The Deacon and the Grinch. I am not going to be playing the Grinch music, and I'm not going to be playing Deacon's music that we normally play, so we'll just play something else for these guys. But before I do that, I want to read some scripture to you. Today's devotion I want to dedicate is called A Healing Word. In the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 15, it says, I have called you friends. That's one of the shorter verses in scripture. You see, Christ came into the world that had problems much like the ones that we gabble with today. You know, life is short, disease was rampant, nations chafed under the heel of the Romans' rule, and slavery was universal. Widows, orphans, and the disabled and the chronically ill, they had no social safety net to see through the rough times. And to those without the joy of living, Jesus said, I come that you may have life, and that you have it more abundantly. Find that in the good book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10. To those who bore the shackling burden of the guilt of sin, he said, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. Find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 9 and verse 2. To the friendless, he said, no longer do I call you servants, but I have called you friends. Find that again in the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 15. He had a healing word for everyone. On the surface of the world that has changed radically since the first Christmas, but deep inside our problems are the same. For there are problems of the heart, and Christ still comes to cleanse us of our guilt, gives us hope for the future, and heals our hearts with his love. Amen. Amen. I also want to remind you guys, you can also email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. I'd love to have you guys on part of our network. All right, stand by. Going to fix and to play some intro music for Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to give a cheer, round of applause. Let's not forget that morning crow. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. Deacon, how you doing there, Deke?
See, hey, I am doing just fine, and I am so glad to be on Coffee Talk. Hello, everybody. This is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. You know, CA, I have been on your program this would be my third day in a row. That's a record way.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you another cheer for that. Also, go ahead and continue the hand clap. How about some morning crow? That's right. That is right. And you know what else? Drum roll, buddy. I'm just sitting here playing all kinds of buttons.
Well, see, hey, that's okay, and I understand that. This one, I heard this is going to be the last one for the duration, at least until Maybe next week you're going to have me come by for one day here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas.
That's right, Deacon. You're going to be coming by Faith Studio 1 next week, and we're going to have a great show lined up as far as that. Now, today we're just doing coffee talk. We're doing something kind of out of the ordinary, and I'm going to have you and Grinch just kind of come by for a little while. Now, Mr. Grinch is here. We're going to do an intro for him. How was your day today? Or I should say, how was your drive this morning? I know you left early to get up here at Faith Studio 1. How you feeling?
See, hey, I'm feeling just fine. Now, Miss Mildred, she had a headache this morning, so I left her over there in Tyler. But my honey's doing okay. There's no problems. And I think she's going to be just fine.
Well, that's good. That is really good. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's intro for the last time. The Grinch, are you ready for him?
Yes, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's give him the same music you have. Stand by. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to give him a cheer. I'm going to give him some hand clapping. I'm going to give him some morning crow for the last time. That's right, your friend, my friend, the Grinch. Hello, Mr. Grinch.
Well, C.A., how are you doing? And I am so excited, so excited, because today's my last day as we get prepared for Christmas and the special time for Christmas.
That's right, Mr. Grinch. That is exactly right. The birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It has been a privilege and an honor to have you be on my show and be a part of my program. Will you come back next year?
Absolutely, because the Grinch always keeps going, and he's always going to keep doing things just right.
That's right, because you're a new Christian, and I want you to march on and teach others about Jesus Christ.
That's exactly what I'm going to do there, C.A. I'm going to do that just like the way I said I would.
That's right.
Well, hello there, Grinch. This here is Deacon Brown. Well, hello there, Deacon. How are you doing? Well, it's good to see you. You know, last time we got together, we went and had a cup of coffee at the McDonald's. And I got to tell you something. See, if you have a little bit of time, do you have a little bit of time?
You know, I've always got time for you guys. So tell me what happened at the McDonald's over here by Faith Studio 1.
Well, see, me and the Grinch. Now, everybody saw Grinch and they saw he was wearing this green coat that he wears, along with his Santa hat and the Santa outfit that he had. Now, he had his little doggy with him, and I don't see your little character, the doggy, the Mr. Grinch. No, I actually left him at my house.
Oh, okay. That's okay, Grinch. Go ahead, Deacon.
Well, I just want to say now, we went, we had, and now, see, hey, they didn't even have any coffee the day. We had to go get iced coffee. And I think I got, Grinch, I think I got you hooked on iced coffee because they didn't even have the hot coffee that me and you liked, that mocha. And I think I got you hooked, didn't I? Well, you sure did there, Mr. Deacon. I really enjoyed it. It was really delicious.
Well, there you go, guys. There's nothing wrong with iced coffee. I used to not like it until about 3 months ago, and I started kind of getting hooked on it along with regular coffee. Now I can go either way. Now if I could just get used to sweet tea versus dry tea. My dad drinks sweet tea. I drank dry tea because my grandfather had me hooked on dry tea.
That is so funny there, C.A. Now let me tell you something, C.A. Nothing better than the sweetest of the iced teas.
That's right. That's right, Deacon. I guess I'm going to have to try to grow a taste for that.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do there, C.A. The next time, either this year or next year, I'm going to have my lovely wife, Miss Mildred, and she's going to make some sweet tea, and it's going to turn out great, and I'm going to deliver it to you.
Oh, you're going to Uber it to me?
No, I'm going to personally deliver it to you. Now, what I do is at the Castleberry Baptist Church, me and Pastor Johns.
Yeah, I know Pastor Johns.
Yeah, me and Pastor Johns. See, I always bring him sweet tea because his wife, she always runs out of this special kind of tea that the Deacon makes. Now, Deacon makes it really nice. I can't give you the secret. It's kind of like the Kentucky Fried secret recipe. Oh, the secret recipe. That's pretty funny there, Deacon.
Well, that's okay, Grinch. I mean, hey, you know what? If he's got a secret recipe for iced tea, that's great. Back in my days of working at Six Flags, guys, I got to tell you, I remember they had this advertisement said, take the Nestea plunge. And what I was actually doing is, you know, we go down the log ride. And that was really a cool deal. And they call it the Nestea plunge. They don't do that hardly anymore. But iced tea is good. And iced coffee, too, as well. And some people like it, some don't. Everybody has their preferences. I know over in England, they drink a lot of tea.
Yes, they do, that's it. They absolutely do. In fact, the Grinch, we always go out there. Well, that's good there, Grinch. Now, I went on a mission trip, SEA. Let me share something. And I went out there, and I went out there to England, and I got to see the Queen's Palace area, Buckingham Palace. We got to tour that some of that area. Let me tell you, that's an amazing place. Got some pictures, very big facility.
You know, my folks went there. My parents went there back some time ago. And I got to tell you, I was totally amazed when I saw that. It was just, it's so humongo. And I like those guards, how they wear those funky hats that go on top.
Yeah, those guards are something else. They're rough and tough, man. They got their British accent. Well, they do have that, Deacon, because I went over there too as well, and I remember. Now, Grinch, what did they do when they seen you a green-looking feller?
Now, guys, hold on. Now, Deacon, remember I said you got to be nice to Mr. Grinch because this is his last day with us until next year. But anyway, let's change gears a little bit. Grinch, if you got anything out of the Morning Brew Christian podcast, can you tell me, before I let you go, because I've got other things we want to talk about, can you tell me what you got out of our program as far as our radio show?
Yes, yeah, I will surely tell you that. What I really got out of this was, is that you very encouraging station. You talk about Jesus Christ. And then I got saved doing coffee and conversations over there at Annie's house.
That's right, I remember. Exactly. And there's a lot of people out there that don't know Jesus Christ, and we're going to march on, and we're going to help teach them about Jesus. We got a lot of great things coming up. I can't wait to tell the folks about it later on. And yes, indeed, we're going to keep marching on for the kingdom.
That's right. You just keep doing what you've got to do and everything.
That's right. Deacon, good to see you. I will see you next week. I've got to let y'all run.
I know. I got to go out of here. I'm going to have one more cup of coffee with Mr. Grinch. We're going to go get some hot coffee over there at McDonald's.
There you go.
I'm going to go get some mocha. He wants some mocha, chocolate mocha with the whipped cream and with the chocolate dribble, they call it.
Oh, yeah. Almost sounds like basketball, doesn't it?
That's right. The little chocolate dribble. But anyway, me and the Grinch are going to go get some coffee.
Well, that's good. Grinch, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. I'm glad you got a lot out of our show. Tell everybody to like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Also, follow me for free. I'll never charge. I'm just working for the kingdom.
You know, CA, I will do that for you. And I want to wish everybody a very happy and Merry Christmas from the Grinch.
That's right. Deacon, you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, before I get a cup of coffee, on behalf of me and Miss Mildred and the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, Merry Christmas.
That's right. Merry Christmas, guys. All right, I'll see y'all later. Bye-bye. See you next year, Grinch.
We'll see you next year.
All right, great. Those are, let me give them, you know what, I'm going to give them a cheer. Round of applause. By golly, they earned some. They earned that crow today. They sure did. All right, that's some of my favorite people there. And, you know, I don't know. Today I wanted to do something different. I just wanted to talk kind of random, maybe things that were on my mind and some things that people have sent me, listeners, like you all out there. First off, like I've said on my monologues, I'd like to take a little bit of time, if it's okay with you guys, to tell you how special each and every one of you are. This has been a great year. I couldn't have done it without you all. And it's listeners like you that have just been encouraging. When I give y'all encouraging things, y'all have been sending me encouraging things back. I greatly appreciate that. I like to know how we're doing. I like to know if you've been reached. And I'm not about numbers. I had one gentleman from Alaska send me a deal, said, hey, you know what? Your message got to me and I got saved. I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart. You know what? That's great, because that's what I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to keep pressing on and I'm going to keep reaching for the goal, because that's what we got to do. We as Christians really need to do that. And, you know, something I want to share with you. And that is, and it was heavy on my heart. We live in times where I drive around and y'all drive around. We're out in the field out there, right? The food lines are getting long. People that are starving. And I don't know about you all, but it breaks my heart. And I've been seeing a lot of people, as we do every year, but I've seen it worse than I've ever seen it before, where they have these little signs that says, you know, veteran, will work for food. These guys are without work. And I was touched one day. I was out at a particular area by McDonald's, believe it or not, and there was a veteran guy that had a sign up that says, we'll work for food. This other guy came driving up in a Mercedes, really a nice one, and he told this guy that he needed some work done. Now, my window was down. I actually heard the conversation. And he was wanting to pick him up, take him over to his house, and pay him to do some labor work for him. I thought that was nice. If we can do anything to help our homeless out there, if you got loose change and you see someone at McDonald's and they look like they're starving to death, you know, you could probably give them a dollar or two, and that'd get them a drink for a dollar and a hamburger for 99 cents. Remember when those things used to be 25 cents at McDonald's? Boy, times have changed. But you're doing goodwill. Even during our crazy times in 2020 that we've been living in, I don't think we've done enough goodwill for people, do you? So you're like, well, see, hey, what did God make us a purpose for in life? Well, like I've talked about, it all goes back to Adam and Eve. And, you know, this was originally going to be heaven until God told Adam and Eve not to eat out of the tree of life. And the serpent tempted her, and it dominoed. And this is our temporary home, because our main home's up in heaven. I've had people ask me, okay, this was going to be heaven until all this happened, right, in the book of Genesis, which we'll study again sometime next year. And then our loved ones that have accepted Jesus Christ are up in heaven. But we have a new heaven that God is creating called the New Jerusalem. And sadly, Scripture reminds us that it's going to be a narrow path. There's not going to be very many people that's going to make it to heaven. So our purpose and mission is this, I believe. One, to love one another. And if someone wrongs you, to turn the other cheek, hold your head up high, because you are a child of the Almighty God. Secondly, God makes it to where he wants you to be happy. Not every day is going to be a happy time. There's going to be times of discouragement. There's going to be times of stress. There's going to be times where your faith's going to be tested. Question I have to ask you is, when your faith's tested, what do? You give it to God, and you know that he knows that you're doing the best you can do. And always keep in mind that you are a child of the Almighty God. Thirdly, maybe God wants you to be with someone that loves you and cares about you, a helpmate. God never intended for man to be alone. Now, there are some people that are still single, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe that's what God wants you to be, and he has other works for you to do. And there are some people that are married, and maybe you've been through bad marriages. Maybe you've been through hardships. Maybe your marriage is in disarray because of everything going on, and it's affected your children. Let me encourage you on one thing on Coffee Talk with CA. if you have children, never bring your children into your argument or discussion that can lead to a heavy argument. Don't ever let your child see that. I used to be a children's church director, and I'm telling you, I remember kids coming up to me and they're like, you know, Brother Hall, this is what's happened at my house. And they would tell me, and they were young. Kids have a mind like an elephant. They know. They don't forget. They can carry it on. So if you're in a discussion with your wife and it's a heavy discussion, or your husband, and you have small children, do me a favor. Live and learn by this. Do not ever let your kids hear you yell or scream or argue or throw things during those times. That's what's led a lot of this, because a lot of people have been without work. The pressure's on dads. The pressures are on moms. Schools have been either open or they've been closed, or, you know, and it's going to take a little while for the vaccine. I know a lot of people don't want me to preach on about it, but it's going to take a little bit of time. That's how can we call it coffee talk, because it's random. It's going to take a little bit of time for the vaccines to get to people that need them done. A lot of people have asked me, CA, are you going to take the vaccine? You better believe I am. Because you see, my parents are senior citizens. They have underlining issues. I have underlining issues. I'm no spring chicken. I'll be 55 next year in 2021. I joke around. There's some of my friends that are good listeners of mine. I appreciate each and every one of them. You guys have already made it through the senior citizen thing. I never would have dreamed. I always teased my brothers and stuff, even at 45, going back a decade ago. And I would say, I'd tell my brother Will, I'd say, Will, yeah, your bro brother, in about 10 years, I'm going to be a senior citizen, so I'll get the IHOP discount. He started chuckling. Or I'd tell Jeff that too. I don't want to rush my life. But I want to know one thing. I want to know I did everything I could do. That I taught my kids right about Jesus. That I love my children. That you love your significant others if you're married. You love your parents. They're still alive. You help your family. You pray for people. You love on people. I know we can't love on people in pandemic times, but we can surely send them a text nowadays, can't we? Or I call it the GIFs. That seems to be real popular nowadays, right? I reflect back and I was like, well, what did Jesus do back in the biblical times? He did a lot. He walked around and he healed people. He loved people. Did a lot for us because he cared. One day we're going to see him again. I want every one of you guys to be ready. As Christmas Eve comes upon us, more people think of Jesus as just the baby. They don't think of it further on. I challenge you. It's not just about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's about what he did for us. So my question to you all is what would you do? You're saved. You're a new Christian. You accepted Christ in your life. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit on the sidelines? Or are you going to get up and be one of those ambassadors? God could never have not enough ambassadors. He needs a lot of people to go to bat and root for him and be for him and cheer on and tell these people that are lost. Now is a good time, even with your mask on, to help somebody that's going through a tough time, that may need that encouragement. Oh, CA, it's going to be hard. Nah, it's not hard. You know what? True story, if I may say, on Coffee Talk with CA. Many years ago, I never went to my 9th grade banquet back in the day. I never went to my senior prom. You know why? I was shy. You know why? Kept my personality inside of me for a long time. But you know what? Came out when I went to work at Six Flags Over Texas. Sure did. Do I regret it? Yeah, I regret it. Because I had it deep down inside of me. I would have barely been a popular guy back then. But that's okay. I'm popular now. And I don't want praise and glory. All I want to do is know that I did what I was supposed to do. Be a good father to my children. Love people I love. Love others. Serve for God. You don't want to get to heaven and then him say, hey, what did you do, John? What did you do, Julie? What did you do for me? I know what he's probably going to say with me. Well, you've sat on the sidelines for a while. I did. But I got out of the sidelines. I got in my out of my comfort zone. And I got into radio. And I got into doing Christian podcasting. And I went out there and I did nursing home ministry for 7 years. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. One time I was going to do a startup church at the Botanical Gardens in Fort Worth, believe it or not. I was praying about it pretty heavily a few years ago. I got the information on it and I was going to do it. I never did follow through with it. I should have prayed harder about it. Because I am a minister for Christ. Probably let him down on that too as well. But I learned from my mistakes. And you will too. Please don't be on the sidelines as a Christian and not realize that you're not doing your job. Do your job. Do your job. I know you got to work. But outside your job, even if you got your mask on, they may not be able to see your smile, but they can surely see it in your eyes. Did you know your first 5 minutes of talking to somebody will know if they're comfortable with you or not? I have people that know me that knew me within 5 minutes, and they're like, man, I've known you for a long time. Because I let the personality come out. I let my love for Jesus come out. I'm not ashamed to say I love God. I'm not ashamed to say that he's my everything. I'm thankful every morning when I get up that he's right there. And I'm thanking him for another day of life. I'm thanking him that I don't have COVID. And if some of y'all caught it, and I know some of you that have, I'm sorry. I really am. I'm using every safety precaution. I'm scared to death of it as you all. However, I'm putting on my faith, all my hope, and all my trust in the Lord. I also want to take an opportunity to thank each and every one of our first responders, but I also want to thank our nurses, our doctors, our nurses that are exhausted. They can't wait to have a vacation, to take a break from the hospitals, and the ones that have gone on before them that have passed on due to COVID. I've been hearing the stories. Just amazes me. Breaks my heart. It's at every age. I never dreamed in 2020 that I'd ever see a death count as high as it ever was. 24,000 by now? Goodness. Out of that 324,000, how many of them do you think that knew Christ? We'll never know. But Scripture reminds us it's a narrow road. In other words, there's going to be less people going to heaven and more going to hell. I don't want you to be a part of it. If you can share coffee talk with me to other people or whatever it may be, that's great. And at the close of this, I'm going to help you know about Jesus. I can't make you, but I can help you because I feel the holy presence of the Holy Spirit of God in Faith Studio One today. I do. He's telling me to tell it, and I am. That old saying, when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. When God speaks to me, I listen. Back in the days, I used to shut him off. Don't ever shut God off. He don't ever want you to shut him off. He wants you to be love. Pick up your staff and follow me. That's another question I have for you. Would you pick up your staff and follow him? Or are you going to sit on the sideline? Sitting on the sideline can be lazy, you know. In other words, we're just being lazy. But if you sit on the sideline too long, then you get in your comfort zone doing that. And then you don't realize, hey, I need to do some work for God. Can you give him some time to pray? Can you have time to pray with him? Or are you just too busy not to pray? How about your children? You're praying for them? What about the little people out there? The younger children, the moms and the dads? How about the dad that's without work right now? How about the dad that's waiting for money to try to help him before he gets evicted? What about the wife that's working, holding down 2 to 3 jobs, exhausted, and yet trying to be a mother? What about that? There's a lot of whatabouts, isn't there? What about missing an opportunity like I did, which I'm not loving to brag on, by failing to tell someone about Jesus Christ? Good example was my parents' neighbor across the street named Danny. Time after time. Let me just share this real quick. Time after time. You go out there and throw the football, me and my two brothers. There's 3 of us. Happy-go-lucky. Friendly. All those times. All those missed opportunities I had. I could have done it and I didn't. Failed God. I failed him. But you know what? He still loves me. Because I'm forgiven. You know why? Because I have faith in him. I accepted him in my life. And that's what we're going to do here in a little bit for you. Sure is. I want to share one more little deal. Another guy I knew. They named him Mr. Bojangles. He was a Caucasian man. But he did one thing wrong. He had an affair on a lady that was married. The day before the incident had happened, he got a phone call. The guy was yelling and screaming, threatening him he was going to get him. He got off the phone. He said, "Can I talk to you for a minute, CA?" I said, "Sure." He was only 31. He said, "I don't know what to do." I said, you don't need to have an affair. But I really enjoy it. But do you know what you're doing? This lady has children. And her husband, she's married. That's a no-no. Well, I see somebody like you and you're happy. I'm happy, but I don't go do things like that. That's crazy. I said, this guy's threatening you. Well, I just can't give up not seeing her. I said, you're going to wind up getting hurt. That morning, I turned on the television tube, all over the news. Name was Jason. And he got shot point blank in the forehead, died instantly. And then the dad put it on him. He was on life support, and then later, she pulled the plug. One of the weirdest things this particular lady did was she called me up and she said, "Can I have some of his business cards? I'm doing a seance." I'm like, please. It's a crazy world, guys. I can tell you already her life wasn't with Jesus Christ. I hope she found him now. She couldn't even stand still working for the same job back in the day that I used to work for, me and my brother. She had to leave. She had to move out of state. Because she couldn't live with what happened. Costly mistake. However, an old pastor emeritus who's gone home to be with the Lord, I shared with him. Jason came to me 2 weeks before that incident had happened. And he said, "You know, you're so happy." I said, "Yes." "Why?" I said, "Sit down." I told him about Jesus. Now, whether he accepted or not, but scripture reminds us, as long as you accept by faith as small as a mustard seed. So maybe he did. That's between him and the Heavenly Father. Which leads me to this closeout on Coffee Talk. Before I close out, how would you like to make your day before Christmas Eve? How, CA? Let me ask you a personal question. Do you have Jesus Christ in your life? If he was to call you home today, would you be ready? Would you be ready to come home to him? Or would you reject him? You can only reject Christ so much, and then all of a sudden, he ain't going to be knocking on your door. But I'm going to help you real quick, and we're going to say a prayer. With your head bowed and your eyes closed, you need to turn your life around completely. Turn it around to Christ. It's simple. And come to him with faith. Let's say this prayer together. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I pray that you forgive me of all my many sins. Please put me through a full cleansing. Forgive me, God, of all my wrongdoing. Secondly, you want to believe with a humble heart and an open heart to Christ. God, I know you sent your son, Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins. And my sin was nailed to that cross and his blood shed over the cross. And he did it because he loved me. And Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Today I accept him as my personal Savior. Jesus, please live in me, I pray. Because I believe when you died on the cross for my sins, you resurrected on the third day and you're alive and well, sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to God. For I accept you as my personal Savior. Thirdly, you want to commit. God, I commit my life to you. It's not going to be an easy road, but I know you got great plans for me. And I pray you help me. Help me get through what I need to get through. Send me the right people that'll help me. Please, Jesus, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Welcome to the kingdom. That's how you did it. You admitted you're a sinner. You believe. You believe Jesus died on the cross for your sins and he resurrected on the third day. You committed your life to Christ. Congratulations. Simple as ABC. So remember, spread the news, share it with others. Okay? Let's say it off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Wednesday. I pray you be with us, guide us, watch over and protect us. Let us be that beacon lighthouse for others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up on Coffee Talk. I'm CA on iHeartRadio. Hey, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. If I can help you, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Guys, if you also happen to have a picture of the Christmas star, can you email it to me? I'd love to put it on our website. Just your first name and the state you're from. Email address again is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Hook it on an attachment and send it to me. Also, you can Facebook message me anytime on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Y'all have a great day, and we will catch you on Christmas Eve. Bye for now.